20 metric tons of CO2 sequestered, 40 yards, or 8,000 gallons of biochar on the way. In April of 2021, Artie had the chance to sell and ship 40 cubic yards of biochar. 40 cubic yards weighted approximately 16,000 pounds of biochar, which would represent 48,000 pounds of CO2 or 20 metric tons of CO2 sequestered. With 1 gallon of biochar able to sequester 6 pounds of CO2, this shipment represents 48,473.76 pounds or 3.84 metric tons of CO2 capture. The shipment was for a client producing organic compost. Biochar addition to organic compost is a great fit. The biomass application was to improve the compost performance by promoting the microbial growth in the compost. Improved microbial growth is something biochar does very well, the end mixture being 5% biochar to compost. The client provides compost to farmers, including now crop farmers all across the Midwest U.S. from Wisconsin to Colorado. The stated application of compost biochar will reach a maximum of 2 tons per acre. These parameters are determined by soil analysis and recommendations based on the particular crop. For this shipment, the biochar will be added to the organic compost will be for cash crops such as corn or soya. Forward-looking farmers are increasingly interested in biochar and organic compost combinations. Biochar has a porous structure. This is one of its key beneficial properties, as biochar is biomass that has been burned under oxygen-free or very low oxygen conditions, pyrolysis. The biochar biomass retains the normal structure of a living plant in pyrolyzed form. The normal structures of a living plant, now no longer living, is porous. These pores or holes are perfect for microbes to thrive as they provide protection, moisture, and aid in the absorption of nutrients. The micropores also allow for space for air. The moisture is absorbed into the micropores, but there is plenty of space left for air pockets. When all added together, adding biochar to your soil is like adding luxury housing for beneficial microbes and excellent infrastructure for water and air presence. The feedstock for the biochar already produced for the client was from holes and wood chips over a 2-week processing period. The feedstock was produced at pyrolysis temperatures of 500 degrees Celsius. The hull and wood chip feedstock is reclaimed biomass that would otherwise go unused. Over the years, the biomass would decompose and the carbon would have been turned into CO2 and returned back to the atmosphere. Instead, we lock it into the biochar where it stays for hundreds of years.